Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. Today, we're going to share with you on the subject of how to win your loved ones to the Lord. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, "Who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth? For there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." You must know that it is absolutely the will of God for all men to be saved. He wants them to come to the knowledge of the truth. As they receive the Word of God and they understand the truth, then they can receive Jesus' personal Lord and Savior, because there's only one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but He's long-suffering towards usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." God doesn't want anybody to perish. He wants everybody to be born again and walking in His ways and be saved. And He says that He wants all to come to repentance. That means that every person must come to the place of repentance, changing their mind, receiving Jesus as personal Lord and Savior, and walking in His ways. Romans 2:11 says there's no respect of persons with God. He doesn't have certain ones He picks out to be saved and other ones that are not going to be saved. No, He wants everybody to be saved. Now, why aren't all people saved? It's because the devil has worked to try to block the gospel from coming to them and opening their eyes. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, the Bible says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." This shows you that it's the God of this world, who is Satan, who has blinded the minds of those that are not believing. The gospel's been hid to them. What do they need? They need the light of the glorious gospel to shine into their heart. God has given us authority over all of the power of the enemy. And you and I have authority to bind and to loose. In Matthew 16:19, it talks about how we have authority in the heavens to stop the works of the evil spirits. It says He's given unto us the keys of the kingdom of the heavens, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be, having been bound in the heavens, that's what it literally says in the Greek, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be, having been loosed in the heavens. So you and I have authority to bind, which means to tie up, and to loose, which means to untie, to affect evil spirits in the realm of the spirit, wherever they might be. So we're going to bind the demons to stop the works of the evil spirits that have blinded their minds. And then we're going to loose or untie the blinders off of their mind. Having done that, we need to get the Word to them, because it is the Word of God that is going to bring them to the place of repentance so that they would receive Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 says, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." God's Word is that incorruptible seed, and as that seed is sown in the heart of a person, that Word will work to bring them to the place of repentance. So we've got to get the Word to them, so we need laborers to preach the gospel to them. In Matthew 9:38, the Bible says, "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that He will send forth laborers into His harvest." So we pray the Lord of the harvest that He sends laborers into His harvest field. As you do that continually, then the laborers will come across the path of that person. And as they come across the path of that person, they are to preach the gospel to them. In Romans 10:13, the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it's written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." As you pray for the laborers to go forth and to preach the gospel, as the gospel is preached, then that person will hear the Word as the Word gets into their heart. Then they have the opportunity to believe, and then they can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. In Psalms 119, verse 130, the entrance of thy words gives light, and it gives understanding unto the simple. As the gospel is preached and the word of God goes into their heart, it brings light and it opens the eyes of their understanding so that they will understand that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man cometh unto the Father but by him, and that there is no name given among men whereby we must be saved but by the name of Jesus. As that word is in their heart, you need to know that the Holy Spirit is working to convict them of one sin. In John 16, verse 9, it says, when he has come, speaking of the Holy Spirit, he's going to reprove or convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Notice, it's not of sins. A person doesn't repent of their sins, but instead there is only one sin, the sin of not believing on Jesus, and also of righteousness, because he is the righteous one that has gone on to the right hand of the Father, has been raised from the dead and resurrected, and of judgment, because the prince of this world has been judged, which is Satan. And we know that Satan is the spiritual father of all those who are not born again. As John 8:44, Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil. He was their spiritual father. This means that all that are under Satan's dominion as their spiritual father will be under his judgment. As the gospel goes forth and is preached of the fact that they must believe on Jesus, the Holy Spirit will convict them of that sin, and also the fact that Jesus is the righteous one who has been resurrected, raised from the dead, and is at the right hand of the Father, and also the fact that the prince of this world has been judged, which means everybody that is still under his dominion, they are going to be under his judgment, which is eternal torment forever. As the word is being sown in their heart, we also need to pray for God to send forth the angels to minister to them and to work to bring laborers across their path. Hebrews 1:14 speaks of the angels that are sent forth to minister for those who will be the heirs of salvation. So as you pray for these loved ones or these ones who haven't received Jesus as personal Lord and Savior, you should pray that God will send forth the angels to minister to them. In Matthew 26:53, Jesus said, thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? You can pray for the Father to send forth the angels that will go forth and will work to bring the laborers across their path. Then as the word is sown in their heart, you need to know Jeremiah 1:12, where the Lord said, I will hasten my word to perform it. The word hasten means to watch over. He will watch over his word to perform it in a person's life. You got to know that God is at work through the word of God, as the gospel is sown in the hearts of those who have not been born again, that he is working to bring them to the place of repentance. At the same time, be sure that as you're dealing with your loved ones, that you're always walking in love towards them. And if they've done evil things to you, be sure you forgive them. You must be right with God as you are stand praying so that your prayers will be effective. Now, if you are a wife dealing with a husband who has not received Jesus as personal Lord and Savior and has not come to the place of repentance, 1 Peter chapter 3 gives us instructions of what you're to do. It says, if any obey not the word as you have preached the word to them, it says they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Conversation means your overall behavior and manner of life. While they behold your chaste, or that means your holy, reverent conversation or your manner of life coupled with fear. Therefore, wives, be sure that you're not compromising in any way, but you are walking in the fear of the Lord. Your manner of life shows that you're walking holy before the Lord, and you are showing forth the character of Jesus Christ. And preach the gospel to them whenever you can, but if they will not listen to the word of God, the promise of God is that without the word, that they may be won by your holy behavior with the fear of the Lord. As you are praying these things, be sure that you're praying daily. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15 says, I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. Pray with your understanding according to the word of God, but also pray with your spirit in tongues. As you are praying with your spirit in tongues, the Holy Spirit will make intercession according to the will of God for the things that need to be prayed for. Do you and I know what all to pray for in the situation? No, we don't know what all to pray for a person of why they haven't come to the Lord, but the Holy Spirit knows. So it'd be good for you to pray not only with your understanding the scriptures for them to be born again and sending forth the laborers and thanking the Holy Spirit for convicting them of the sin of not believing on Jesus and coming to the place of repentance, but also pray in tongues so that the Holy Spirit will work to pray for things that you don't even know what all to need to be prayed for. When you're praying in tongues, you're praying a perfect prayer directed by God the Holy Spirit that will pray for everything that needs to be prayed for. And as you pray in tongues, there may be times where the Holy Spirit will bring you into spiritual travail. But as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. There will be a birthing in the realm of the Spirit that will bring the change in that person's life. At the same time, watch that you don't speak negatives like that person will never change, they'll never repent, they'll never listen. That's a mistake. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Be sure you're only speaking words that release the things of God. Also, maintain hope for the person to be saved, and don't give up or faint. Luke 18:1 says men ought always to pray and not to faint. And as you hold confidence in the Lord, you're going to be long-suffering towards them till they come to the place of repentance. Remember, God is long-suffering toward usward, not willing that any should perish. We should be doing the same. Be long-suffering until they come to the place of repentance. At the same time as you're praying for your loved ones, you must know that you cannot guarantee that they will be saved. God has given man a free will. He will not usurp authority over man's will. A man has to choose to receive Jesus as personal Lord and Savior. God doesn't make people do this. 1 Corinthians 7:16 even says, "For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou wilt save thy husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou wilt save thy wife?" You don't know. But you just keep on praying. And you know that as you are praying the Word of God and doing all these things, and you're persevering in prayer, and you keep your eyes upon the Lord and stand steadfast upon the Word of God, you must know that the Father is at work through the Word of God that has been sown in their heart, and through the Holy Spirit that's convicting them of the truth to bring them to the place of repentance, that God is at work to bring them to the place of receiving Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior to be saved. Now, I would encourage you to pray a prayer something like this. Heavenly Father, I thank you that it is your will for all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. I thank you that you're long-suffering towards us, were not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I bind Satan and all the evil spirits in this person in the name of Jesus, and I loose and untie Satan's blinders that have blinded the minds of those that believe not, and I command the light of the glorious gospel of Christ to shine into them, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I continue to thank you as I'm praying that you are sending forth laborers into your harvest to preach the gospel. And I thank you that the entrance of the word gives light. It brings understanding to those who are hearing the gospel. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit convicting them of the sin of not believing on Jesus as Lord and Savior. And I thank you, Father, for sending forth the angels to continually minister to them, to bring laborers across their path continually until they receive Jesus as Lord and be born again. Father, I thank you for continually working to bring this person to the place of repentance and receiving Jesus as personal Lord and Savior. And I thank you for their salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. As you pray a prayer like this, you are praying the Word of God, which goes into operation, and the angels and the Holy Spirit will be working continually to bring this person to the place of receiving Jesus as personal Lord and Savior. Be a doer of the Word and watch God win your loved ones to the Lord. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.